This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He says, these are the guys who will be leading, inshallah, the Ummah. They are the future of our nation. And as you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aided by young men and women, such as these young boys who were standing outside of the masjid to come, and they came just to listen to qala Allahi wa qala Allahu wa qala Rasul. As I said, my talk will be very concise and to the point. And I'm going to be talking about a Sahabi, and I'm not going to be getting into his biography, rather I'm just going to go and grab some lessons from his life, bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we hand the microphone over to the Sheikh bi-idhnihi. And the reason that I chose the story of this Sahabi, or all the lessons that has been derived from this Sahabi, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He teaches us through qasas, through stories. You have complete almost surah to Yusuf that is talking about the story of Yusuf. You have surah to Hud that is talking about the different anbiya and rusul. You have surah to Al-A'raf, we have surah, and all, most of the Quran is qasas. So we can learn lessons from them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of surah to Yusuf, قَالَ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٍ. He said, indeed, in their stories, in the stories of these people, there are lessons, عِبْرَةٍ. لِقُلِ الْأَلْبَابِ, for the people of intellect, for the intellectual individuals, for rational people, for the people with open mind, بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And the Sahabi that I chose to grab few points from his life is none other than Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Al-Faruq, a man that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في الحديث الذي صححه الألباني, said about him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ جَعَلَ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرْ وَقَلْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the truth in the tongue, through the tongue of Umar bin Khattab and his heart. In another hadith has been authenticated or hasanahu al-Albani, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if there was any Nabi who would come after me, it would have been Umar bin Khattab رضي الله عنه. He was a man that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you take the path of Umar, if you take a road, if you go through a street, if you walk through a valley, Shaytan will take another valley. If Shaytan sees you coming through this street, Shaytan will choose other street other than the one that you're walking on, Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar bin Khattab, one of the first lessons that we want to learn from his life is from the moment that he accepted Islam, was so determined that this deen is the purpose of his life. This deen is what he will live for it. يقول عبدالله بن عمر, عبدالله بن عمر said, I was 5 years old when my father accepted Islam. But I was a smart kid. He was not a dumb kid who chose to engage in playing around. But he said, I was a smart kid. أعلم يقول. He said, I used to understand everything that is happening. He said, my father accepted Islam, رضي الله عنه. And then when he accepted Islam that morning, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu asked his family members, "Man anqal nasi hadid?" Who is the one who always rotates, circulates, moves news in the city? I want someone that talks too much, someone who will not verify news, someone who will go to the city and tell about my Islam. And Umar bin Khattab, he was told, Jamil bin Ma'. None other than this man who will take your news. قال عبد الله فقام أبي يجر رداءه. My father stood up dragging his gun, walking through that. قال فاتبعت. I followed my father. I don't want to stay behind. Little boy, 5 years old. smart kid like this kid, 5 years old. He said, he went to Jamil bin Ma'an. فَقَالَ يَا جَمِيلُ أَعْلِمْتُ Have you learned that he became a Muslim? قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَدَّ عَلِيْهِ He said, by Allah, Jamil did not ask him a question. He didn't say to him, why did you accept Islam? Why did you leave the deen of your forefathers? What made you become a Muslim? قَالَ وَلَكِنَّهُ قَامَ But he stood up and we ran towards the Kaaba. قَالَ فَاتَّبَعَ My father followed him. قَالَ وَاتَّبَعْتُ أَبِي And I followed my father. Now look at this. This man sent, Umar bin Khattab sent this man to be the one who's going to be breaking the news to the Quraysh. And then this man, Jamil bin Ma'la, he came to the Andiyat Quraysh. فَقَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ Quraysh All people of Quraysh, all people of Quraysh, أَعْلِمْتُمْ Did you learn that Umar bin Khattab had saw that he loved the religion of your forefathers? And then Umar bin Khattab, he pushed him aside. فَقَالَ كَلِبْ He is a liar. Because the term that he used, something which means he became an intelligent person. I don't want to use the very bad words that he used means he left. He walked away. He was cast out from the faith of his forefathers. وَقَالَ وَلَكِنْ However, I bear witness there is none other than Allah worthy of worship and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ رِجَالُ مِنْ قُرَيْكِ He said, Abdullah ibn Umar said, the moment that Umar ibn Khattab declared his faith, men from the Quraysh came from every angle and they started trying to beat him up, trying to knock him down. But Umar ibn Khattab would not go down easy. He started fighting them back. قَالَ حَتَّى تَوَصَّفِ الشَّمْسِ He said, until the sun reached the zenith. فَجَثْنَا عُمَرْ عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ Umar ibn Khattab, he kneeled down on his knees. فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَوْ كُنَّا Umar ibn Khattab no longer was able to stand up and fight these people back. And he kneeled on his knees and he said, by Allah, if we were only 300 men, 300 Sahabi, لَتَرَكْتُمُوهَا لَنَا أَوْ تَرَكْنَاهَا لَكُمْ By Allah, if we had in the city of Mecca only 300 Muslim men, not 2.1 Muslim men as we are now today, not Uthaka Uthaik Sayyid, not a useless Muslim by name, but Umar said, if we only have 300 men in the city of Mecca, either you would have left it for us or would have left it for you. قَالَ فَخَرَجُ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ A man walked from the end of the city and people surrounded Umar ibn Khattab trying to beat him up. وَكَانَ ذَاسْ وَعَلْ بِنْ عَاصُ فَقَالَ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا Are you kidding a man? Because he chose a religion for himself. Walk him alone, leave him alone. First lesson, from the moment that Umar accepted Islam, he was willing to die and live only for La ilaha illallah. Not for anything else. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the other lesson that we learned from, it's a long list. That Umar ibn Khattab, كان لا يخشى لا يخاف في الله لومة اللائم. One of the things that nowadays we do a lot is we sugarcoat things. But Umar ibn Khattab never ever sugarcoated anything. He would say it the way it was, whether you like it or not. See now, if I have to speak, I will try to be politically correct. I don't want to ruffle the feathers right here. I don't want to shake, you know, rock the boat on the side. I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling on that side. I don't want to do anything. I want to be politically correct. I want to satisfy everyone. But Umar ibn Khattab did not care. And one of the incidents, one of the famous incidents was the prisoners of Badr. The Sahaba Rasulullah came. Faqala, he asked Abu Bakr, he said, we have 70 of the mushrikeen of Makkah. 70 of them. What should I do with them? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, they are our cousins. They are our family members. They're all from Quraysh. They are from our people. Ya Rasulullah, take ransom from them and let them go. فقال ما رأيك يا عمر what do you think يا عمر he said لا يا رسول الله give me my closest cousin my closest relative give someone so his closest relative and let the Quraysh see that we don't fear them and all of them should be killed ورسول الله وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة I mean, he said, MashaAllah, you know, maybe perhaps Abu Bakr is right. Maybe these people were accepted Islam. And he chose the opinion of Umar ibn Abu Bakr Siddiq Afwan. But next morning, Umar ibn Khattab comes. Rasulullah is crying. Abu Bakr is crying. فَقَالَ مَا بِكُمَا What is wrong with you? Tell me why you're crying. If I can feel that I can cry for what you cry, I'll cry with you. And if I cannot cry, I will pretend that I'm crying for you. I'm with you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Allah, kama fi surat al-Anfal, preferred his choice. And Allah said it was not befitting for a prophet of Allah. It was not befitting for him to have asra hatta yakhlafna. It was not befitting for him to have prisoners of war until he has control over the land. Umar ibn Khattab did not sugarcoat anything. He was always on point and to the truth. The last thing that ibadallah, because I want to listen to the recitation of the Shaykh. And I want to listen to the Shaykh, and the time for Salat in Isha is very near. Umar ibn Khattab, ya ibadallah, has a long list. He's the one who did the Hijri calendar. He's the one who conquered, Sham, Iraq, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa was given to him. But ya ibadallah, Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, as some of the narrations indicate, he knew one thing. He knew the izzah, the honor of this ummah is based on the Quran. It's the book of Allah. If you think you're going to graduate from University of Nairobi and people will respect you, or you can get your degree from Medina University or Oxford University, or Rice University where people, it is the elite universities. No, Umar ibn Khattab thinks the honor for this ummah is based on the Kitabillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in two different incidents, when he was getting and receiving the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa, and he came to receive the keys from the preachers of the Christian nation in Masjid al-Aqsa. And he came with a simple outfit. And Umar ibn As قَالَ أَخْزَيْتَنَا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You embarrassed us, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَفِي رِوَايَةَ قَالَ لِأَبَا عُبَيْدَةَ After that, Umar ibn As said this, قَالَ لَوْ قَالَهَا غَيْرُكَ يَا أَبَا عُبَيْدَةَ What did he say? قال نحن قوم أعزنا الله هاي عباد الله بالإسلام فمهما ابتغينا العزة في غير أذلنا الله He said, we are a nation whom Allah honored them because of Islam. And the moment that we seek honor in any other way, Allah will disgrace us. And this is that one's ummah is going through. But another hadith or another incident is when Umar ibn Khattab called one of his governors, the governors of Mecca. And when he came to him, he said, "Who did you leave Mecca? Who did you leave to rule the city of Mecca?" "Qala Mawla Fulah, or Bani Fulah." He said, "Did you leave the Quraysh under a servant, a man who used to be a slave?" He said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this man memorized or knows the Quran best." And Umar ibn Khattab, he said his famous statement, "Inna Allah, by Allah, Allah will disgrace nations because of this book, and Allah will raise nations because of this book." Why do you think we have the sheikh here? Why? Because he has money? No. I don't know if he's rich. If he's rich, I'll be his friend, mashallah, tabarakallah. I don't know if he's rich. But we're not here because he has money. He has degrees from a famous university. We're here because he has Quran in his heart. Why do we love Sheikh Rashid Abdul-Rashid Ali Suf? Why? Every time that I listen to Rashid Abdul-Rashid Ali Sufi, he's talking about simple things, qasas, little stories from here and from there. Nothing that you would say, "Wow, I never knew this." But the audience are captivated by his speech. Not because of what he's saying, but because he's carrying the Quran. Allah honored him because of the Quran. Allah will honor each one of us, and he will elevate that person above every other person if that person in his heart is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ya ibadallah, this is what I have to say in this short time. But I want you to listen to the Sheikh. The Sheikh for now is our guest. And he is one of the young qurra that established himself because of the book of Allah. I was sitting with, I don't know if the Sheikh would be offended of anything, I was sitting with Zakir Naik, and he was telling me how he was impressed when he met Ahmed Didat. And I said to Zakir Naik, "What did Ahmed Didat say to you and about you?" And he said, Zakir Naik said, Ahmed Didat said, "This young man," he's talking about Zakir Naik, "this young man is Ahmed Didat plus. It's Ahmed Didat and plus. And perhaps one day, our Sheikh will be Rashid Abdul-Rashid Ali Sufi plus bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So we want Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the strength and the ability to carry on his mission, the mission of the Quran. And I will hand over the microphone to him. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.